Attention musicians of all levels. It's not always easy picking out a song by ear. Sometimes you need a little help. Well, I have the app for you. Whether you're a professional musician or a beginner, Ultimate Guitar is an amazing app. For just $2.99, you get the chords and tabs on guitar, bass, or ukulele for over a million songs. They're all available at your fingertips. You also get tools like a tuner, metronome, chord library, lessons, videos, and more. You can find out any song you want. It also has like transpose button. It has auto scroll that you can change the speed to so you can play along with the song. A lot of the songs have the lyrics there so you can sing along with them. Ultimate Guitar is an amazing app. Just go to ultimateguitar.com or download the app to your phone today and start playing. Start playing any song you want. Ultimate Guitar, that's the place for you. Let's get down. Hey gang, are you new to this podcast? Have you subscribed on Spotify, Stitcher, or Apple Podcasts and realized that you can only access the 20 most recent shows on these platforms? Do you, my friend, want to binge on How Did I Get Here? Well, check out our archives that are available on the Podbean app. If you follow us on the Podbean app, we have every single show ever released on that platform. You'll also get all of your favorite shows like Fresh Air, WTF with Mark Maron, ID10T, The Michelle Obama Podcast. All podcasts available there, and you can also access over 1,000 How Did I Get Here episodes. So, download the Podbean app from your app store and start listening today. Let's get down.
You may ask yourself, well, how did I get here?
It's time for How Did I Get Here? And now here is your host.
Hello, I'm Johnny. I'm your host. Welcome to the show. I hope you guys have all had a good week. Happy Thanksgiving. Getting ready for Thanksgiving. It's the day before Thanksgiving. Maybe you're in travel mode. Maybe you're at the airport standing in line in the TSA listening to me talk to you. Or maybe sitting at your terminal waiting or getting on a plane or sitting on a plane or flying somewhere, driving in your car, going to see family, getting ready to see your sister and her husband who've been hanging out at Dealey Plaza waiting for JFK and JFK Jr. to come back and anoint the great one, trying to figure out what you're going to talk about that isn't going to be incendiary. You know those conversations and those family members? I'm not going to go see my family for Thanksgiving. I am going to go to a friend's house for Thanksgiving. They invited me. I'm very excited to go there and have that. But I'm not going because I'm playing tonight, Wednesday, November 24th, at the Volstead Lounge at 9 p.m. here in Austin with my friends. Joseph King is coming in from New York and my friend Nathan Harlan. We're going to do some sets over at the Volstead starting at 9 p.m. It's a free show. Come on out tonight. You want to get away from the family or bring your family out? Like, hey, here's this Johnny guy. Here's this Joseph guy, Nathan. Guys from the early 2000s I used to hang out with. Should be a really fun show. But also Friday, November 26th, Skyrocket is playing at Hotspot up in Cedar Park. So if you want to come up there and see that, it's on New Hope Drive, which is really cool. There's actually a New Hope Drive named after the Star Wars movie up in Cedar Park. Hotspot, great place. They've been doing the Love and Light stream shows there. You've been seeing a lot of them on the Instagram if you live in Austin, on the social medias. A lot of people going up there to see shows. Come on out and see Skyrocket. Should be good. Go to skyrockettheband.com for all your ticket information. And come out tonight, Wednesday, November 24th, free show, 9 p.m., The Volstead, me, Joseph King, and Nathan Harlan. All right? So, yeah, I'm playing Austin Wednesday and Friday, and then I'm going to Houston on Saturday. I didn't really want to go to Houston for Thanksgiving then and do all that stuff. But I do want to wish all of you a very happy Thanksgiving. I'm very thankful for so many things in my life, and one of them is you for listening to the show and all the great guests that come on the show and all the great lives I get to experience and live vicariously through in these conversations. Very thankful for my dog, Rosie. I love her so much. She's so wonderful. And there's a lot to be thankful for. So happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. I have a great big show for you guys today. Yeah, that's right. The great Patricia Vaughn returns to the show today to talk about her brand new Christmas album called My Favorite Holiday. It just came out last Friday, so it's available now wherever it is you stream and download your music. Find her at patriciavaughn.com. It was produced by the great Rick Castillo and it features a lot of great special guests, including Alex Ruiz, David Grissom, Rosie Flores, Steve Ferroni from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Carmine Rojas, who played with David Bowie, and the great Ruben Blades. I'm actually going to play the song that they did together called Las Posadas. But Patricia Vaughn is also celebrating the release of this album with shows this weekend. Saturday, November 27th, she'll be at 1 to 1 Bar here in Austin. Sunday, November 28th, she'll be at Sam's Burger Joint in San Antonio. All right? We have a really great conversation about everything that she's been up to under quarantine, how she's raised $10,000 for communityfirstvillage.org. You can get out there and help out people during these times, and that's what Patricia's chosen to do. But before we talk to the great Patricia Vaughn, I talked to my dear old friend Angel M, who is a great recording engineer and musician and singer, all these things, but she's really focused on being a vocal producer and a recording engineer out in California. She just moved out to Joshua Tree, but she's involved with a nonprofit called soundgirls.org. Now, soundgirls.org is out there empowering women and teaching them how to engineer and record music themselves. And she they're having a big event this weekend called Sound Girls Virtual Conference. It's the Sound Girls first virtual conference. It takes place next weekend, December 4th and 5th. And Angel is moderating a panel of producers called Behind the Glass Through the Decades on December 4th at 6 p.m. You can go to soundgirls.org and find out all about it. But the panel includes these great, great groundbreakers: Lanice Bent, Leslie Ann Jones, Sherry Klein, Susan Rogers, and it's all moderated by my dear friend Angel M. So before we talk to the great Patricia Vaughn, let's talk to Angel M about Sound Girls Virtual Conference. Let's get down. Is this your first time moderating something like this? No.
Actually, it's something I do kind of often.
Really?
Yeah, I do a lot of like community leader work for women in audio. So I do a lot of ambassadorship.
I love that you do that. We talked about this when you were on last year about how there just is a lack of that in the world.
Well, it's getting less lacking.
Mm-hmm. It
thankfully.
Is. So tell me about this Behind the Glass Through the Decades, which is, that's going on, is that 6 p.m. Pacific time?
It's going to be 4 to 6 p.m. Pacific time.
Okay. December 4th.
So more in the evening. Yeah. Okay. And if you buy the All Access Pass, you'll be able to have access to all of the panels and this after is, the fact at your discretion.
This is the 2-day Sound Girls Virtual Conference going on December 4th and 5th, and people can get tickets by going to soundgirls.com.
.org.
Sorry, Jesus.
That's all good.
Sorry, .org.
Most websites are .com.
This is their first virtual conference, but they've had conferences before?
It's actually our first conference. Mm-hmm. It has to be virtual, obviously, because of COVID, but Sound right. Girls does ambassadorship and work all over the globe. There are chapters here, overseas in the UK, in Mexico, all over the place.
And so what's their mission?
Sound Girls' mission is to normalize women in audio and non-binary people, to create a more accommodating culture for women and non-binary folks in audio, and to create collaboration and networking opportunities for women to cross-pollinate. Our kind of motto is, you can't be what you can't see.
Right,
so,
exactly.
We try to bring visibility to women, spotlight on women working in audio and stuff like that.
So you get to host or get to moderate this panel, Behind the Glass Through the Decades, which is a panel discussion with groundbreakers, Lindsay Bent, Leslie Ann Jones. What?
Lanice Bent.
Lanice? Oh.
Yeah, Lanice.
It was not. Oh, I don't think I saw it like that. Sorry, maybe my Lanice Bent.
No, sometimes, yes, sometimes copywriting errors occur.
That's okay. Leslie Ann Jones, Sherry Klein, and Susan Rogers, one of my heroes.
Same here.
Yeah.
Goal.
Do you know these women?
I am friends with Lanice. She's actually one of my mentors.
Okay.
I have what's her, spoken of,
what is she, what is she, what's her, what would people know her from?
She's actually the first woman to record a platinum selling record.
Wow. Which
is Blondie's, I think, All American Blondie.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she worked on Asia by Steely Dan. She worked at the Village Recorder.
Wow.
One of the first female engineers working in popular music of note. And she worked on Supertramp, The Band. She's got quite a discography. Yeah, she's an amazing lady.
Amazing. And what about Leslie Ann Jones?
Leslie Ann, I have had the pleasure of meeting a couple of times because I have done a lot of panel work and volunteer work, and she does a lot of ambassadorship as well. So we've come across each other. I'm always a little bit dumbstruck to talk to her because, you know, I'm a fan girl.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't want to creep anybody out.
So what's her track record?
She is the director of music recording and scoring at Skywalker Sound, which is Lucasfilm's recording company. She's a 5-time Grammy winner, very accomplished, storied lady. I couldn't even begin to read off her discography, but she's a Tech Awards winner as well. She has a Lifetime Achievement, I think, award at the Tech Awards.
Mm-hmm. And Sherry Klein.
Sherry Klein is one of the first re-recording mixers. She works in film and television. She started in music, but she moved over to re-recording. And I think her partner just Foley. So she's been working in film and television for decades at this point and is a pioneer in that field.
Yeah.
I think she was Emmy nominated as well.
Wow. And of course, Susan Rogers, I know her and most people know her from the Prince stuff. And she's also been on, she's been out there talking about it for a few years.
Yeah, she's an associate professor at Berklee College of Music.
Right.
She has a doctorate in psychology with application to music perception.
Wow.
She is a mad scientist. Not only did she work on Purple Rain and Sign of the Times and create my origin story. She stayed in the field. She actually pivoted away from music into education in, I believe, 2000, and has been working ever since in education and application. And she's really an amazing lady. I'm really looking forward to talking to, obviously, all of them. But as a huge Prince fan, obviously, I'm going to have to be like, okay, like I get two Prince questions.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah. Those things devolve because it was a lot of times it was just her and Prince.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She started as a tech. Did you know that she worked for MCI consoles and tape machines. She maintained those. She worked at Graham Nash and David Crosby studio.
Wow.
As a tech. And she was first, I think, moved out to Paisley Park to tech and to assist. And she just became like the goat.
He somehow started trusting her.
Well, I mean, say what you will about Prince, but he definitely put women to work in music and in production.
I have nothing bad to say about him.
I don't either. I'm a big fan.
I'm a huge fan. So, I think this is great. And so, are you part of Sound Girls?
I would call myself a community ambassador.
Okay.
I'm a volunteer and I guess senior Sound Girl. Not to sound old.
No. But this conference is for anyone, and it's free, right?
It's for everyone. For everyone. And it is not free.
Okay,
we do have to raise money for the organization.
Of course.
There are day passes, which I believe are 50 each.
That's not
and
bad.
There is, yeah, there are different tiers, including, like I said at the beginning, the all access tier, which gets you everything. You can kind of go in at your discretion and look at all the panels, which I recommend that one. Because there are so many amazing speakers.
Man, I went through it. There are so many. And they're ones that are in Spanish and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
We have a very strong component in Mexico and in Brazil and all sorts of places all over the world, like I said. So really, really cool.
Did you program like your specific panel? Did you put this panel together and stuff? Or were you kind of assigned it?
I did not. I was assigned by Carrie Kias, who is the founder, one of the co-founders of Sound Girls. Uh-huh. She is the monitor engineer for Pearl Jam for past couple of decades, and an amazing lady, hardworking, constantly creating and cultivating opportunities for women in audio.
Do you know, I saw a lot of different, I mean, there's just a shitload of panels, and people should go to soundgirls.org and look it up. Mm-hmm. It's Sound Girls Virtual Conference, 2 days, December 4th and 5th.
Yep.
Yeah.
Very, very exciting.
I'm really excited for you. I'm glad that you do that. I like moderating.
Thank you.
I like doing it.
You and I are both conversationalists.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and we're fans. I think that's what I've always loved about you, is not only are we musicians and producers and recordists, we're really, really hardcore fans.
Yeah.
And I just love watching. For me personally, I always feel like I get the best interview experience by proxy when a fan is the one asking questions.
Yeah.
So I think that's why I get put in those positions, because all of these women, I'm just like, you know, I know the field, and I'm in awe of especially those who came before us.
Right.
You know?
And you're also excited to talk about it. Like, I have this show because I love just talking shop with people, you know?
Yes.
You know? Yeah. How did you make it through? I mean, how did you do during the pandemic? Did you end up working more like some engineers did?
Well, I do a lot of posts. I did end up working quite a bit. And I've always been kind of remote anyway, so that my workflow didn't really change.
Right.
With the exception of, I'm also a producer, so I didn't get to do as much work in the field of production.
Right.
But I got to do a lot of record polishing, which is kind of my specialty anyway. I think, again, as a fan, I really approach it with that listening ear, that deep listening ear. And I think that's why people come to me. So I did get to work. I'm in Joshua Tree now, so I'm away from
Los Angeles.
It's crazy. It's wonderful out here. It actually has really given me the opportunity to distill everything down to the essentials and just make more potent work.
Yeah. And it doesn't really change your work flow at all, because you were probably getting stuff through Dropbox or whatever, you know, before.
Mm-hmm, a lot of, I'm usually, you know, at least with vocal production and stuff like that, I don't tend to be in the room unless I'm recording the vocal sessions.
Right.
And obviously with COVID, I wasn't really down for a lot of that. I did make a few exceptions for people that I work with steadily.
Right.
And I'm starting to do that more now. We have boosters and people are being a little bit cooler about it. So I'm starting to get back to work in the field, which is great. I've missed that.
Yeah, I bet. Is there anything coming out that you worked on that you're excited to talk about just quickly?
Yes.
Okay, please.
Yes. There is the new Whitmore Sisters, which is Eleanor Whitmore from the Mastersons and Bonnie Whitmore. I was involved in the chain on that one.
Very good.
There is an album by an artist called Grace Ives, who I did a little bit of work on. It's more my husband, Anthony, and the producer, Justin Raisin, that we work with. We just finished sessions with her, and it's going to be one of the records next year, in my opinion. It's really, really, awesome. Really good. And I also got to do more work with Christine Young.
Uh-huh.
She did the track that I did with David Bowie.
Uh-huh.
And this record is insane. She's self-producing it. She has help from Tony Visconti on the engineering side of things. And
it's so exciting.
Like, it's so cool being able to talk with both of them, because they have these really rich experiences.
Yeah.
And you know, Christine is just a consummate artist. She is absolutely wild and doesn't hold back. And so she really gave me the opportunity to get super freaky with her record.
Awesome, man.
That one I'm really looking forward to. She sent me some masters already, and I'm like, I'm really excited.
Congratulations. And that Whitmore Sisters, they're coming on the show in December, but the single just came out, which is great.
Yeah. They've got three singles out now. Okay, they've got Learn to Fly, which I directed a music video for that's going to be coming out soon.
Cool.
And then, I love Eleanor and Bonnie. Are like,
me too.
Just Eleanor's one of my favorite people. Especially over this pandemic, we've really had a chance to bond, you know, and we worked on
the Mastersons record. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And so, you know, we you get real tight with people, and we've just kind of stayed that way. So really, really cool.
They're those kind of
people. Learn to Fly, Hurtin' for a Letdown. And I think the new one is Ballad of Sissy and Porter that just came out. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. And everyone get out there. I'm sorry. I thought I don't know why I registered in my mind that this was free. I should have written it down that it's not, but it's $50 a day is what you said.
Yeah, for a day pass, there are a couple different things, and there are discount opportunities if you know where to find me and you need access, but maybe need a little help.
Funds.
I can do a friends and family discount. And I am willing to sponsor if we have trans producers and engineers out there. I can find sponsorship for you. So there you go.
That's fantastic. Go to soundgirls.org. This is Soundgirls virtual conference, 2 days, December 4th and 5th, Behind the Glass Through the Decades, December 4th, 4 to 6 p.m., a panel discussion with groundbreakers, Lanice Bent, Leslie Ann Jones, Sherry Klein, Woo! And Susan Rogers, moderated by my dear friend and one of my idols, man. You fucking awesome, Angel. I've always thought you're so... You know what I would like, and I know I'd never want to pressure anyone into this, but it would be nice to have a new Angel M album to listen to.
I'm working on it.
Okay.
Believe it or not. I got passed by my quiet phase and I've been percolating some new demos. It's just been very, like, we're building a studio out here right now. So it's been a laborious year, but I'm actually just starting to slip back into stuff. So I'll send you some demos. You can tell me what you think.
I would love to hear them. Well, Angel, it's been great talking to you, and everyone get out there and check out soundgirls.org and go to the Soundgirls virtual conference. Great seeing you.
Thanks, Johnny.
That's my old friend, Angel M. Get out there and check out the Soundgirls first virtual conference on December 4th and 5th. Go to soundgirls.org to get involved. Check out her panel if you do, Behind the Glass Through the Decades, a panel discussion with groundbreakers Lanice Bent, Leslie Ann Jones, Sherry Klein, and Susan Rogers, all moderated by my dear friend, Angel M. Find it all at soundgirls.org. I want to thank Angel for doing the show and also for getting involved and getting more women behind the board, getting more women behind the scenes, doing the stuff that we like to see them do, you know, working on the stuff. You know what I mean. All right. Thank you to Angel M. Go to soundgirls.org to get involved with Soundgirls first virtual conference. Patricia Vaughn, let's talk to her. Her new album, My Favorite Holiday, out now, wherever it is you stream or download your jams, produced by the great Rick Castillo, featuring great performances by David Grissom, Alex Ruiz, Rosie Flores, Steve Ferroni from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Carmine Rojas, who played with David Bowie, and the great Ruben Blades. You're going to hear the song that they did together called Las Posadas. You can see Patricia Vaughn performing these songs from My Favorite Holiday this weekend, Saturday, November 27th at 1 to 1 Bar here in Austin, Texas, and on Sunday, November 28th at Sam's Burger Joint in San Antonio. Go to patriciavaughn.com for all of your Patricia Vaughn needs, all right? Had a great time talking to Patricia. She's always a great, great, inspirational person to talk to. And she's raised a lot of money for this community, firstvillage.org, so get out there and see what you can do. $10,000 over the pandemic. We have a great conversation on how this record started with just one song, Santa's on His Way. Just one song. She started with that, and then it turned into a record. Before you know it, it's a whole album. So without further ado, let's talk to my good friend, Patricia Vaughn, about her album, My Favorite Holiday. Let's get down.
De las posadas, oh, con dulces ponchelas, piñatas, oh, el homenaje al camino, oh, lleno de rechazos y penurias.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Of course, man. Congratulations on this record. But this is great. I really enjoyed it. What's that?
Baby number eight.
Baby number eight. My Favorite Holiday. Man, and you, what an all-star cast of like musicians you have on here. Like,
it was a miracle from heaven. I'm a very spiritual person. I cannot write that fast. And to pull those musicians, I felt that it was, you know, well, we'll talk about it. It was supposed to be a single.
Oh, really?
And baby Jesus had other plans.
So wait a minute. So it started out as the single of the song, My Favorite Holiday?
No, the first track on the album was supposed to be a piano and vocal quarantune, a quarantune. Like, I didn't want any of my band members in a recording studio. It was just me and my producer, Rick Del Castillo.
Right, right.
And so, yeah, but I'll tell you the whole story. It starts with the first track because I really wanted people to really see this, you know, yeah, it's a miracle. Baby Jesus had other plans.
Well, tell me about
it. So he chose. Well, so when I what inspired this album was all last year, Johnny, during COVID lockdown, in my hometown of San Antonio, it made headlines of thousands and thousands of people lined up to a food bank in my hometown. And I really felt I needed to do something, and I had never gone live before. I didn't even know where the live button was, right?
Right, right.
So I decided I needed to help my hometown and these people that, I mean, the most basic needs, food, shelter, right? Health, good health. And this, in this country, no one should go hungry. No one should be begging for a meal. No child should be left without a meal. No adult should have to choose between paying a light bulb and a hot meal.
Yeah.
No senior citizen should have to decide medical care, hot meal. It shouldn't be happening.
No.
In this country.
No.
So in my hometown of San Antonio, to be hit so hard, so fast, and again, it just, that drone shot of thousands and thousands of cars, shocking photograph. I couldn't believe it was my hometown, which has the highest poverty rate, mind you. So I decided to go live, and all last year, my sphere of influence, my friends, family would watch my live stream every Friday, and I would just play requests, and I would ask for donations. $1 equals 7 meals and, you know, or 10 pounds of food. So with that statistic, people were like, wow, I can give $1 and it'll feed 7 people. So in all that time, and I started it on my mother's birthday and kept it going into the holidays. And we raised over $10,000, which fed over 70,000 people.
Wow.
So then the holidays came, and during that, in, you know, connecting with my people every Friday, it was December. My birthday is in December, and I was all happy saying, my gosh, let's celebrate. We've raised this much money to feed people. Thank you for helping me, you know, fighting hunger, feeding hope. And so I wrote a Christmas song and sang it a cappella for my people, you know, and it happens to be the first track on the album, Santa's on His Way. So then when after the holidays came, I went into the studio with my producer, Rick Del Castillo. And I said, you know, I want to record this song, so maybe it could be a single. I'm thinking a single and a video and that's it. Call it a day. It's quarantine. I don't want any of my musicians in here. So I said, I just hear a piano and vocal. So I sent it to Scott Plunkett, my dear friend, from Chris Isaac's band. He's an amazing musician. And he sent it back sounding like a Nelson Riddle orchestra.
Wow.
I mean, when you hear on this track, I was like, whoa. And Rick also, we were flabbergasted. So he said, I'd like to write a song with you for your album. I said, album? This is supposed to be a single.
Right, right.
Oh, yeah. I said, but yeah, let's write one. Absolutely. So we wrote Christ Child, which is number 9 on the album, mm-hmm. which is a piano and vocal. So you'll see what I was going for.
Right, right.
Stripped out that we wrote together.
Yeah.
But what his magic and his talent and his inspiration to do for the first track.
Right.
So that changed the whole trajectory of my, it's going to be a single and a video, which a lot of musicians are doing now, even Sheryl Crow. I wish she came out saying, no more albums, I'm done. No one buys albums anymore. Everyone downloads, everyone streams, which is very true. And I felt like, wow, I'll get on that bandwagon. Yay. Because it's, you know what it's like putting out an album.
Yeah, yeah.
When you're an indie artist, it's a lot. All up front, it's a lot. And writing the songs and manufacturing and then the PR and then helping everyone listen to it, but so saturated. She's right. Everyone has an attention span for one song, maybe.
So when Scott sent me track number one, Santa's on His Way, Sounding That Way, and the song actually was inspired by the Paramount Theater, the film It's a Wonderful Life. They share these amazing films at the Paramount, which we're trying to keep open because of COVID.
Right, right.
So I wanted to like give back in so many ways. Like, gosh, I get to incorporate lines from the movie It's a Wonderful Life in this song. So then I can tell the Paramount, you inspired this. Keep showing those films. We'll keep coming if we're able to.
Yeah.
You know, in COVID. And they're right now they're gonna be showing some more holiday films. So that's what happened. And then Scott and I wrote a song, and then I reached out to my go-to people, Alex Ruiz of Del Castillo, for the Spanish songs. So we wrote two songs together.
That Noche Buena, that song is beautiful. And that, didn't you do that with Alex?
Yes. Yeah, I love that song. Alex Ruiz and Rick Del Castillo, we wrote that together.
Gorgeous.
And Rick Del Castillo is like the Mexican Paul McCartney. He plays every instrument known to man, which is why I love working with him, especially during COVID. I didn't want to get anyone sick, you know? And so with him and I, he can lay down the rhythm section if we need it. And on that song, Noche Buena, he plays all the instruments.
Oh, wow.
On that song. And then we got Alex in there to do a duet, a beautiful duet. And then we already shot the music video with, you know, a lot of it was done on an iPhone, again, quarantine style. And but Mark Del Castillo directed that one in his own home studio. So all my albums always have music videos. So with an iPhone, you know, a lot of these are done that way, but I always love putting a visual with it. And on this album, I wanted it to be the same, but in a safe way. So we get to the third track, Alone on Christmas Day. I reached out to David Grissom because he played on my last album on a song I wrote for Alejandro Escovedo called Tidal Wave. We wrote that together and David Grissom played on it and we talked about songwriting. So he was one of the first people I went to for this. The funny thing is, Johnny, it was a text. I kept his text because it made me laugh out loud. I said, hey, I'm writing some Christmas songs. Will you write one with me? And he wrote back and he said, I don't know how good my Christmas skills are, but I'll give it a go.
Oh. No, knowing David Grissom, I thought that the response was going to be bah humbug.
But I wanted to reach out to him because I called him right away and I said, I know, can you believe it? A Christmas album. Yeah. This is going to be so fun. I said, your birthday is a day after mine, December 20th. Mine's December 19th. I said, but don't think Rudolph. Think Tom Petty.
Yeah.
So that's what he said. He went, yeah, okay, got it. So he says, and then he said, well, I'm going to be gone all August. I am producing some albums. I'm going to be busy. When do you need this by? And this was in April. And I said, September would be the very latest. He says, well, send me a demo. So I sent him a demo, very Tom Petty-like. And he sent me his lyrics that same night that I sent the demo. So he was inspired. Again, it was like the heavens above saying, do this. So then, again, he mentioned Tom Petty. And I was like, when I went to his studio to do a sit down, and I said, it's done. We just need a double chorus, you know, double solo, just solo it, man.
Yeah.
And he goes, is that what it needs? I go, yeah. And he goes, yeah, well, it's very Tom Petty-like. I go, that is so strange. We keep mentioning Tom Petty. And I went, I know Tom Petty's drummer. So I reached out to Steve Ferroni and Carmine Rojas.
Yeah.
And Steve said, yes. I reached out to Carmine because remember the last time we did a podcast, Johnny, I mentioned that I started my band in New York City.
Right, right.
I was there for 11 years and I started it with Transplanted Texans. Now it's coming back 360 because thanks to my big sister, who's also on this album, all my sisters are on this album.
Awesome.
She shared with me her shifts at the China Club in New York. It was this celebrity hangout club of, like, you know, everyone from Nile Rodgers, David Lee Roth, Julian Lennon, David Bowie, you name it, all these music, Steve Ferroni. That's where I met Steve Ferroni and Carmen Rojas. And Tommy Price, when I met him recently in my hometown, he goes, China Club, I used to go there all the time. I go, China Club family. So it's like the China Club family is on this album. Thanks to my sis who got me in working there with her. you know, as a Kochek girl. So all these years later, they've seen my track record of all these albums, and I asked them, would you please consider playing on my 8th indie album? It's on my own label, right. Bandolera Records.
Yeah.
They said yes. They gave me a thumbs up. And so I told David Grissom, he goes, that's incredible. I go, I know, high five, baby Jesus.
Yeah.
I mean, this whole album, I just kept saying, high five, baby Jesus. He's choosing these musicians for me. He's helping me write these songs. He's helping me get inspired to reach out to these musicians like Rosie Flores, Johnny Reno. And that's how it kind of accelerated into this. Let's see if we can do a 6-song EP. And then we were on track number 8. I'm like, let's go for 10 songs. Let's go for a full album. And so it was just a very enjoyable. We were living Christmas every day when someone would say yes. It was like, yes, oh my gosh, this is going to be a gift to the world. And that's how I felt. It was a gift to me for saying yes and knowing how, you know, all my fans and friends have believed in me all these years with each album I've put out on my own, but because of them, I keep writing music, and because of them, they buy my music, which allows me to keep making the next album. And on this one, I went, man, this is going to be a gift to the world.
Yeah. Yeah. What a great gift too.
It's an amazing gift. And so
you, it's funny because in this day and age, well, I mean, one of the things that I always love is the hang of the studio, of like writing with someone. But during the pandemic, I did do a lot of just going in and laying down my thing in a studio and then leaving, and some other guy would go in and lay, you know what I mean? I miss that, but the remote stuff, it ends up, you really can work with anyone at any time, you know? It would have been difficult if Carmine and Steve and Ruben Blades and everyone had to come down here to do it. That would have been too hard to do.
It wouldn't have been an option.
No.
That was not even an option. I mean, I didn't want to get anyone sick. And during the making of this album, I did come down with COVID. You know, I was vaccinated, and I just implored everyone to get vaccinated because I was being very cautious, you know, and to come down with COVID, I was even more grateful that I didn't have my musicians in that studio, you know, taking chances. But speaking of remote, one of the gifts was Stephen Ferroni, who's British. He said, would you like to join in on my Zoom session when I put down the drums?
Oh, that's rad.
I went, I can do that? He goes, sure. I just, you know, call my engineer. He'll arrange. But it was like, oh my God. So I got to watch it with Rick Del Castillo in his studio, and Kyle drove down there. We had to hook up some kind of app or whatever, but then, you know, somehow we made it work where we could hear him playing separate from what we were seeing in the studio blaring. And I was so touched because again, it's a flashback to when I was living in New York, starting my band, playing at the Lone Star Roadhouse. All I knew how to do was play a tambourine and sing backup at the time for this other band. And he was in the audience watching me. Right, so it was like, oh my gosh, he's playing on my album and he's letting me join in and watch him live laying down these two songs. Because he plays on Christmas Without You, which is like a jazz, smoky jazz song.
Right, right.
And Alone on Christmas Day. So I got the thought, oh my gosh, just for me, I pulled my phone out and I started filming him on the Zoom, and just for me. And then afterwards, that inspired the music video because I edited the video together, but I wanted it to be all the musicians that played on it, David Grissom, Michael Ramos, Carmen Rojas, and Steve in the video. So people will see how they pulled together in their own home studios to make this song. And so then I edited it together and I sent it to Steve last because Carmen was very, you know, he was so cool. I told him, can you just send me a video? I'm going to try to cut a video together of you in the studio. And so he sent me his video of him rocking out on bass.
That's awesome, man.
And so I got to, you know, shoot David on an iPhone and Michael Ramos on an iPhone at their studios late at night, took it home, edited it together, and then sent it to Steven. And he gave it a thumbs up. He said, I love it. But also the cause behind the song, the theme is so significant. It's about, you know, people that don't have a happy Christmas, but mainly the the homeless epidemic here in Austin and in America. On any given night, there are over 500,000 homeless people in Austin alone, over almost 2,500 on any given night. And especially, you remember when they were before Proposition B, you know, it was either off the streets or put them in jail. And that's not, I don't think that's the answer. So I really wanted this song to shine a light on the entities that do help homeless people, not only find permanent housing, but give them jobs. And that's Community First Village right here in Austin. And they started with one food truck, and 10 plus years ago, they started with one food truck feeding people on the street. And now they've grown to nearly 200 acres of tiny homes and RVs for people that don't have a home. And I really wanted to shine a light on them through this song. And when I told that to the band, they were in agreement that was a great cause. So that's why I did the video, because in the beginning of the video, I put that statistic there, because I want people to know what this song is about and why I wrote it with David Grissom. And it's important to know you can not just throw up your arms and say, well,
what can I do? Right.
Yeah. What can I do?
Yeah.
So I was so happy that I went to volunteer at the Community First right when COVID was opening up. Went with my sister-in-law, Elizabeth Avian, and we were both blown away by everything they do. And they also, they partner with companies that give mental health help also. So it's just an incredible entity, Community First, you know. And ironically, this week is, it celebrates, you know, it shines a light on that. You know, it's national, you know, week for, you know, people that don't have a lot, you know.
Yeah.
So anyway, so that's where it came from.
That's amazing that you're doing that. Now, you're also playing a couple of shows. You're doing Saturday, November 27th, which this will be coming out next week. So this coming Saturday, November 27th at 1-to-1 Bar in Austin, Texas. Then Sunday, November 28th at Sam's Burger Joint in San Antonio in your hometown.
In my hometown of San Antonio, exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
So, Tommy Price is going to join us in my hometown. He played with Billy Idol and Joan Jett, and he plays on two tracks on the album.
I saw
so
that.
He's going to play on those two tracks because he lives in San Antonio now.
Oh, awesome! He plays that Santa's on a Rampage.
Yes.
Yeah, that song's awesome. That has Rosie on it too, right?
Yeah, we co-wrote it together, Rosie and I.
That's so awesome. Yeah, what a great collaborative record you've made. Las Posadas features Ruben Blades. Now, you know him? Or Blades?
I do. He actually was in my brother's film, Once Upon a Time in
Mexico. Oh, yeah, he was.
And Del Castillo had a song on the soundtrack, and I had a song on the soundtrack, Graeme Paz, and he played an FBI agent in that film. I didn't get to meet him on that set because they filmed in Mexico and I was on tour, but I got to meet him through my sister-in-law, Elizabeth, who went with me to Community First.
Uh-huh.
And I love her to death, but she went above and beyond to make that introduction with him. And so when this came around, we actually had a really good visit a few years ago before COVID. And I said, one of these days, I would love to write a song with you. And he was just very inspiring, you know, just talking about the business and, you know, just saying, keep going. He says, Patricia, you're like Frida Kahlo. You're way ahead of your time. I said, can I use that as a quote?
Yeah.
Like, to take that with me, I was like, one of these days. And so when I wrote Las Posadas, it was kind of on the back burner because Rick Del Castillo and I were working at such a fast pace getting these songs done. And I would go in and just put something down and as a demo and I'd go, okay, here's another one. And then I got the thought when everybody was saying yes, I was like, this is maybe Jesus. And I was like, okay, Ruben Blades, man. Ruben.
Shit, I mean, that's amazing. Yeah.
I love to ask him. So he was actually, I found out that he was going to be filming the following week. So again, I was like, this is so, what a miracle. He's going to be in town next week. And I'm thinking about him for this song today. Let's go for it. So reached out to him and he was really had a very hectic schedule of filming Fear of the Walking Dead here in Austin, but like 5 a.m. call, get home at 5:30 or 6 in the evening.
Oh, shit.
Again, yeah. Like that grueling. It was a very hectic schedule. And he said he couldn't even come up for air. But he said, when do you need it by? So I let him know my deadline. And what a gentleman. He went to New York and he had a recording session that he fit my song in that recording session and did it there 2 days before deadline. It was the same day Rosie Flores was in a studio and my sister, one of my last sisters, to record Carol of the Bells in LA. So we had three of them in different studios, three different states that same day. It was a miracle. Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's amazing. But I'm a very spiritual person, and I really wanted to give something back to everyone in the darkest time that we're living in. And what the best way to do it is through music, but even better, a Christmas album celebrating, you know, faith and everything you believe in, and everyone, you know, treat each other like you want to be treated. It's just like that. The basic need right now is, you know, I think music really lifts people up in the darkest times. And I'm so happy that it's out. It'll be out this Friday.
Yeah. By the time this comes out, it'll already be out. Yeah, so people can go find it. My favorite holiday. Go to patriciavaughn.com to find the tickets. So who else, like, who's your band going to be for these live shows?
Scott Garber on bass.
Oh yeah,
Hector Mills on drums. My core band that I did not want to, you know, did not want them to get COVID. So, but now, you know, we're all vaccinated and everything. Robert LaRoche on guitar.
Yeah.
David Perales on violin, and special guest Tommy Price on drums. Rosie Flores is going to join us on the Austin show.
Excellent.
For Santa's on a One Page. Alex Ruiz is going to join us for both shows, for Noche Buena and Old Man Santa.
Nice. That's amazing. Scott Garber is one of the guys that I recorded with last year under quarantine. Like, I would go back and hear his bass lines like the next day and be like, oh, awesome. That guy's amazing.
He is. He's wonderful. And very tasty parts. He knows exactly what to do, and he's just solid. And he and Hector lock in all the time, and they, you know, we're crunching to learn these songs for, because we haven't played in 2 years together, you know?
I know.
So we rehearsed for the first time last week, and they had it down. So I'm very excited.
Good.
Very excited. Oh, and one more thing about Reuben Blades, man.
What?
He went in and he wrote a whole solo with lyrics. So he co-wrote the song with me. By my surprise, he sent the song back with lyrics that he wrote, all in the solo.
Amazing.
And he also sings my name, which made me cry and fall to the floor. Con Patricia, yo
tenita. Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine getting that recording back from Rick Del Castillo?
I would freak out.
He didn't say a word. Yeah. And I was dancing in the dark, you know, in my living room. And then when he mentioned my name, I fell to the floor and I was weeping. I was just weeping like, oh my gosh, this is better than winning any Grammy. This is better than winning any award. This is the award. It's never give up and just keep pursuing your music and your dream. And people will follow you when you ask for it. And I'm so glad that they said yes, but never in my wildest dreams that I think he would sing my name and out there forever.
I know. That's so amazing. Well, people can go and find Community First Village. Is it like communityfirstvillage.org or something?
Yes.
Okay. Because that's a great organization. I'm glad that you were inspired to do something out of good. And then you see all of the good that came out of wanting to do something good. You made like this all-star record of Christmas music. It's amazing.
That's like relevant every year. Yeah. And it should be relevant every year, because it is about, you know, about faith and all these songs. Every word of this is what my parents taught me, and my 9 brothers and sisters. That's, you know, my mother and my father, they brought us up. We're Catholic, Mexican-American Catholic family. And they, whenever my mother was interviewed, she doesn't like doing interviews, you know, but because of my brother being a film director, they always want to go to the parents to be interviewed.
Right.
And they always ask them, how did you do it? How did you raise 10 children? How did you keep them walking the line? How they're all artistic in some way. How did you do it? And my mom says, I don't think you will believe the answer. And they said, no, we really, really want to know. And she said, the Holy Spirit. I go, oh, no, it's got to be something more than that. Right. They're like, oh, no, we want something juicier. I'm like, no, I told you you would never believe it. But my mother is so, you know, she's got a line to God. She's just always been, you know, she's always taught us that. So like in Christ Child, that wrote itself from start to finish because I just heard my mother's voice. This is what this song needs. This is what it's about. How he's, you know, alleviating the pain from everyone in this world. And we're all in pain right now in this the darkest time. So all these lyrics just like flowed out because of what my, it's like an homage to my parents, a tribute to my parents for teaching us these amazing values and, you know, lessons in life where I get to put them in music. And then Carol of the Bells with my sister singing a cappella, my mother taught us how to harmonize and she would teach us our second language through mariachi music. And so I really wanted this song as the only cover on the album,
right?
Because I wanted to invite everyone into the Rodriguez family.
Yeah.
This is what it was like of us being together through music. And we would share music. And my parents, can you imagine my parents did not allow music in the house, which is why we always said my mother was like the quintessential Maria von Trapp from The Sound of Music. Cause she was in a convent before she met my dad.
Oh, wow.
And then, you know, yeah. And she went to Incarnate Word College in San Antonio where they had a convent and a nursing program. And she became a nurse, but she was studying to be a nun.
Right.
And while she was a nurse at the hospital, she met my dad. And on the third date, on a blind date, the third date he proposed and she said yes. So it's just wild, you know, how I get to incorporate all that into these songs, which is so great.
Yeah.
I'm really happy about it.
Well, congratulations. You really did make a great record. All of you made a great record. Rick is an amazing producer.
Yeah, I want to tip my hat to Rick Del Castillo because I couldn't have done it without him. And again, he just went above and beyond. And to all the musicians that played on it, thank you for saying yes. And it's a gift to the world. I'm so happy. Thank you for having me on your show.
Yeah, no problem. I was excited to talk to you. It's been a while.
Hope I didn't talk too much.
My favorite holiday available, like the day that this comes out, wherever it is that you stream and download your music. And Saturday, November 27th, she'll be at 1-to-1 Bar in Austin, Texas. Sunday, November 28th, she'll be at Sam's Burger Joint in San Antonio. You can find more about it at patriciavaughn.com. It's pretty good. It's been great talking to you, man. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. I look forward to hearing more.
You got it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, take care and congratulations on this gorgeous album, My Favorite Holiday.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Bye. That's Patricia Vaughn. See her this weekend, Saturday, November 27th at 1-to-1 Bar in Austin, Texas, or Sunday, November 28th at Sam's Burger Joint in San Antonio. Get out there and check out her brand new Christmas album, My Favorite Holiday, featuring so many great artists like Ruben Blades, Steve Ferroni, David Grissom, Alex Ruiz, Rosie Flores, Carmine Rojas, produced by the great Rick Del Castillo. Go to patriciavaughn.com for all of your Patricia Vaughn needs. All right? And gang, don't forget when you're out there. Also don't forget if you're interested in the Sound Girls first virtual conference taking place December 4th and 5th next weekend, go to soundgirls.org and sign up and get involved. Okay? Don't forget when you're out there checking out patriciavaughn.com and soundgirls.org that you can subscribe to this podcast, wherever it is that you find podcasts, be it Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, Overcast, Stitcher, Spotify. Everywhere. We're everywhere. Everywhere. New shows all the time. New Show Friday, we'll be talking to Katie Rain. All right? I hope you guys have a very, very happy Thanksgiving. Stay safe. Stay warm. Talk to you on Friday. Let's get down.
Siguiendo el fulgor de una estrella que los guía a la Tierra Santa, Tierra Bella. Salen de Nazaret por el camino a Belén, con todos llenos de amor y de confianza también,
de la reina del cielo y San José el carpintero. Viva el niño Jesús.
Alabemos a Diosito. Con Patricia yo te invito. Ese nene que nació hoy, nació bendito. Celebran en ciudades y en pueblitos.